Emma Michaels, Director of Community Engagement with CAPS, Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support, announced that they have secured office space outside of Marshalltown in Marshall County.
We've just secured office space in Tama County. It's 1001 South County Road, Unit D in Toledo. So we don't have set hours there yet. People can just call our CAPS number here in town, 641-752-1730, and schedule appointments to meet at that office then in Tama County.
Michael says they hope to have that office with set times where staff would be present. This new Tama County office is for their home visiting program.
For families prenatal through kids that are age 5, really the main points of home visiting are support, encouragement, connection, and education. That's the goal of our staff, and the service that we provide is that families feel supported, they are encouraged, they are connected in the community, and we provide them with education on child development and healthy behaviors and patterns for their kids.
CAPS believes that every family deserves the chance to thrive, and this program is built on that mentality. People can learn more about CAPS online at capsonline.us or by visiting their Facebook page, Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support. The University of Iowa Simulation and Motion Team was at the Marshalltown Fire Department this morning as they hosted an emergency care training for EMS and hospital professionals. For the last 5 years, this team has worked with the RAGBRAI overnight communities to help them prepare for an influx of people.
We're working with those emergency professionals and emergency rooms and hospital staff that are going to be providing that first aid or possibly even that initial response to those riders in any type of an emergency situation.
That's Mike Van Newell, the Central Region Coordinator, who says they have reached out to the hospital and other emergency care providers to come to this training. He then talks about the emphasis that they have with this year's training.
We're emphasizing the importance of triaging your patients. So in the pre-hospital world, triage is utilized by these EMS services and or fire departments when that responding service has exhausted their resources and what they're capable of doing.
Van Newell says they'll be working on identifying which patients are in the most critical situation. He said this training was not open to the public as they reached out to the local hospital and the emergency care providers in Marshall County to be there today. Marshalltown City Administrator Carol Webb talked about the road closures around the expo area for RAGBRAI on Wednesday, July 22nd. The expo area is the main area for entertainment and food, and it's all centered around the new event plaza on the Marshall County Courthouse block.
Main Street will be closed from 3rd Avenue to 3rd Street. Then 1st Avenue, Center Street, 1st Street, and 2nd Street will be closed from State to Church.
State Street and Church Street will both be open to traffic so people can get east and west across downtown. She also mentions a closure around the 13th Street District.
13th Street will be closed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's going to be entertainment and things down there. That's closed from Main Street to Summit Street.
RAGBRAI riders will be in Marshalltown for about 18 to 24 hours, so these road closures are only temporary. The Marshalltown Community School District announced that they hired a new associate principal for the Marshalltown High School, Daryl Dotson. Dotson brings a wealth of experience in education, leadership, and student support to the high school. He began his career as a special education associate working with 4th and 5th grade students before spending 10 years as a secondary classroom teacher and 2 years as a behavior coach. His education consists of a bachelor's degree in marketing from Upper Iowa University, a Master of Arts in Teaching from Drake, a principalship certificate from the University of Northern Iowa, and superintendent license from Northwest Missouri State. Dotson also has a long history of coaching, a total of 25 years, and throughout that time he has coached football, wrestling, baseball, softball, and girls' tennis. As associate principal, Dotson's primary goal is to serve students, staff, the administrative team, and the Marshalltown community. There'll be no break for your air conditioner for the next several days. National Weather Service meteorologist Jack Router says the warm temperatures are sticking around.
Kind of looking at the heat lasting through at least the early part of next week. Kind of once we get around Tuesday, and this could change just a little bit depending on how the upper level pattern evolves, but around Tuesday we might begin to see some amount of relief from the heat.
Router says this heat wave is somewhat similar to what we saw earlier in the month.
We have a big system of high pressure that's driving everything kind of around us. Compared to what we had, it's around 4th of July. The real difference is that the center of the high pressure is more over us, whereas earlier it was over kind of in Tennessee and Georgia. We were just kind of on the edge.
The potential for storms right now is down compared to that stretch around July 4th.
The only ingredients that we really have right now for thunderstorms would be plenty of moisture because of just how humid it is. And then with the moisture and the heat, that leads to a lot of energy in the atmosphere. But in the upper levels, there's just nothing that could really force the storms to actually rise and develop.
Router says things will be cooler around Tuesday next week, but cooler is a relative description.
Yeah, we'll be down into the 80s. It's not like we're going to be in a big cool down, but compared to what it has been, it'll be much nicer.
There's a heat advisory out for three counties in the far northeast corner of the state. A national basketball tournament opens in central Iowa tomorrow, featuring more than 400 women from across the United States who range in age from 50 to 94. The Granny Basketball League was founded in Iowa more than 20 years ago, but it's based on the 6-on-6 game that was played in Iowa in the 1920s. Patty Dyer of Des Moines is co-captain of the Iowa Gold Stars, and she's helping organize the Granny Basketball National Tournament.
The uniforms are also from 1920s, which are bloomers, tall socks, and shirts that go to your elbow. A lot of ladies wear long sleeve shirts. And then your number is on a sailor collar.
In this game, the basketball court is divided into three courts. There's no running or jumping, and yes, many shots are made granny style, swinging the ball two-handed up from the knees in a high arc. Dyer says she's been playing basketball since sixth grade.
So that's like 54 years I've been playing basketball. It's purely the love of the game, and it's unique, different certainly than the game I played a little bit. Just wanted to stay active as well. And it's a great social environment for ladies to get together.
You don't have to be a grandmother to play, but you do need to be at least 50 years old. Who watches this sport of granny basketball? Well, a lot of grandpas, sure, but plenty of grandkids, adult kids, and many others. The tournament runs Friday through Sunday at Prairie Trail Sports Complex in Ankeny. Proceeds will benefit the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence. The league has a total of 700 players on 57 teams in 11 states and one Canadian province. Coming up, we're going to check in with Iowa State Extension field agronomist and talking about how people will be judging weeds at the Iowa State Fair. It's 12:09.
If your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Bruce Weirin. When it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started toward your retirement goals. Stop by our office at 16 East Main Street in the City Center in Marshalltown. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Just about 12:10 and a balmy 88 degrees. It feels like 93. Back to the newsroom with Zach.
If you've ever wondered what the weeds that are growing in your yard and garden, you can learn about them and have a chance to win a ribbon. Iowa State Extension field agronomist Megan Anderson says the weed identification contest is back at the Iowa State Fair. They start with 20 common weeds for youth contestants and make it more challenging for the adults.
plus 10 that get a little bit harder or a little more unusual for weed species. And then our professionals will identify those first 30. And then they get 5 weeds at the end that are meant to be very challenging or very unusual weeds.
Anderson says they give the kids a little more leeway in the identification.
You're supposed to answer, you know, a common name for the plant. And so, for example, there's a species called velvet leaf that we might accept velvet leaf, buttonweed, butterprint, any number of common names.
Anderson says the Iowa State Extension has some guides that you can use to study up on the weeds for the contest, as do some other universities.
But you can also just use apps or even books. So Iowa State has a weed ID guide that's a small kind of handbook. And then there's other more comprehensive books for weed identification. And apps can be a great place that's a user-friendly tool for people to start.
The weed judging contest is Friday, August 14th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. in front of the Agriculture Building. State Treasurer Robbie Smith is highlighting some sports memorabilia from unclaimed bank safety deposit boxes that have been turned over to the state. A baseball signed by Pete Rose and other Cincinnati Reds players was in a box rented by Jonathan Peterson of Mason City. The treasurer is seeking the public's help in tracking down Peterson's family so the baseball can be turned over to them.
Whenever you have something that is signed by a number of people, especially, you know, a very good team in the 70s, like the Big Red Machine, there's some valuable signatures there.
After the owner of a safe deposit box has not paid rent, banks keep the box, including the one rented by the Mason City resident, for at least 3 years before turning it over to the state treasurer's office.
Chances are in this occasion, he's probably passed away, so we're looking for the heirs to come forward, and then we can give it back to them.
During a news conference Wednesday, Smith displayed the baseball signed by the Cincinnati Reds along with baseball cards and other sports memorabilia banks have turned over to the treasurer's office.